Wow, okay, I just missed the timing on that. If you were tuned in right there and you were really waiting for that drop, hi, it's me instead. This is the Radio Bros Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm DJGo, and I'm going solo today. DJ Abu Saleh has an Arabic quiz tomorrow morning, and that class is relentless. And he decided that maybe he should prioritize his grades instead of playing songs on the radio for fun. I don't really know what he's thinking, but, you know, that's why I'm here. And probably going to miss my 9:30 calculus class in the morning. Anyway, I've gone full weeb since last time, so you're probably in for some really interesting music this time. Like, more interesting than what I usually play. And interesting is, of course, my euphemism for obscure slash bad, depending on your tastes. I've really enjoyed it, but we'll see how it goes. We'll try a whole bunch of stuff. I think Ryan from my floor is texting me right now. I can't see it yet, but hi, Ryan. I'll check in. Let me know if you want me to play anything, especially by your band that maybe got back together but then died but then got back together again or something. I don't really know the full story about that. I'm not sure if you do or if they do either, but it was a little confusing. Before we go, I'm just going to do a PSA to get it right out of the way so that we can just start playing music and, like, let it happened. And I'm also going to talk about a movie that I saw for a little bit, probably, if I can get my voice to keep working, because holy cow, I'm like running out of breath just being here. It was kind of cold walk, really hard for me to breathe in the cold because, like, I'm weak. Yeah, so anyway, here is a PSA. It's really short. It says, for free ideas on how to save for your future, go to feedthepig.org. Boom, that's it. That's feedthepig.org, like feeding, as in food, the, as in, I believe, the most commonly used word in the English language, and pig, as in, like, bacon, or if you're a vegan, friend. I'm very sorry, that probably came out really offensive, but, like, honestly, to me, it's bacon and friend, so let's just leave it at that. The song I'm gonna play right now is from the movie I'll probably talk about after it, called Weathering With You, and it was really good, and it's a piece that I'm trying to learn on the piano right now, and I've never played piano before last week, but I'm already kind of grasping it a little bit. One of my friends, Sylvia, has been helping me out with it a lot, and it's going pretty good. It's in preparation for my music final. That's like, he hands us a piece of paper, and we just have to be able to play it in front of him, no matter what our musical experience was beforehand, so a little anxious about that, trying to learn it, but it's a really pretty piece. It's made by Radwimps, and I think it's just really, really soothing and a direct opposition to my voice at this current moment, so let's get that one going right now.
Thank you.
All right, that was a song called Time with Family. It's in the super wholesome scene in the movie again, because my brother just texted me and said, what movie is this from? And it's from Weathering With You, the second, or at least the second most popular film, I should say, because he probably made a bunch beforehand that I just don't know about. But filmed by Makoto Shinkai, he made Your Name in 2016, and that like kind of blew everyone out of the water in terms of films since... like Ghibli movies, which are like the other really great anime production movie industry thing, who knows, words. But it did really well. It got $180 million worldwide out of box office, and that's pretty good for like a non-American animated film. That sounds really superior, but like we also have a lot of clout when it comes to movies. So it's a lot easier for us to do well overseas than it is for other countries to do well in America, because basically we're prideful. But it worked really well. It took off, and then he came out with this one just last week, or it released last week worldwide, and I saw it on Friday, and it was really great. There's a really wholesome scene where they're like singing karaoke and like eating food and doing all kinds of super great generic Japanese stuff, and that's what's playing in the background. It's super great. The next song is also from that movie, and it's called Grand Escape, and there's a really cool part where, like, a chorus comes in, and so, I don't know, I just think that's a very evocative moment in the music. Not provocative, mind you. And, I don't know, it's really good, and it's fun to play on the piano. There's some people who have, like, a four-hands piano composition of it, and it's really well done, but I forget their names. Maybe I'll look it up and you guys can find it later, but I probably won't. And shout out to Ryan and Garen for listening to the channel. Let's get back to the music.
Oh,
Alright, that was Grand Escape, again by Radwimps, and they did all the music for both of the movies I mentioned earlier, and when they did the music for the first movie, the director was like, wow, this is really good, do you have any other music? And they're like, yeah, because we're like a band, we have a lot of music. And so they sent him some of the music that they were working on, and he based some of the scenes in the second movie off of the music, instead of like them writing music for the specific scene in the movie, it was the other way around in some scenarios. And I thought that was pretty interesting, especially as someone who's like interested in making music. Like, imagine making something and then someone else is like, oh, I'm gonna write a story about something that you just made. That's, I don't know, it's kind of cool. We've got a running tally going on my floor whether or not I'm allowed to play someone's request. I was offered $5 to not do it, and then subsequently offered $5.01 to do it. I'm hoping that I can leave this joint as a millionaire, so, like, you guys better step it up, just saying. Anyway, before I find that song, because I'm probably going to play it either way, sorry to whoever is voting for me not to do it, but I'm going to play another song before that by a group called Real, which there's two groups. One is just the vocalist who sometimes hires other people, and, to like do the music, and then there's Reol in all caps, R-E-O-L, who is just that vocalist, but like with a licensed band that she also works with. It's pretty good. It's also Japanese, and it's a lot more intense than what we were listening to before. I swear I have American music. Just hold your horses, okay? This is what I've been listening to for the week, okay? It's not my fault that it's good and that I'm a weeb, you know? Also, not my fault that no one else showed up to radio today, so I have complete freedom to do basically whatever I want with the music. This is, like, this is really on you guys. Like, my floor is probably like, okay, cool, it's Diego, I guess. But, like, the truck drivers out there who are listening to this as they drive past the College Station, I'm so sorry. But, like, welcome to the new age of Japan. Thank you very much for listening to my TED Talk. Next is something in Japanese by Real. Maybe I'll look up the translation of the song. That sounds good. Oh, also, the Four Hands thing on YouTube was uploaded by Bella and Lucas. So if you like piano, look up Bella and Lucas doing four hands weathering with you. I thought it was pretty impressive, actually, especially since, like, I finally know how difficult it is to do anything on the piano. So for what they did, it was, like, pretty mind-blowing. Anyway, here comes a song by Real. That was apparently the pronunciation, and I'm going to botch this because I don't speak Japanese, but is Yoi Yoi Kokan, and I looked up some of the translation because I was like kind of wondering, this is a really ravey song, I wonder what it's talking about, and it translates into evenings in the past and present, And it's basically talking about how people continually carouse to forget about their problems. And this is something that's been happening for like all of history, and that like it's completely okay to do. It's like ironic. Like, I don't know how to explain. It's like really well written. I thought it was going to be like a rave song that's like, you know, like most rave songs are, but it's actually surprisingly deep. I really made an assumption that I feel bad about. Anyway, next up we've got Area 51 by the Astronomers. Not astrologists, by the way. I used to make that mistake all the time. Not like the band thing, but like by like researchers and people who believe that like looking at a star can give you money, or fame, or like a spouse. You know, I don't really know how it all works. Something about like a crab and some fish in the sky. It's pretty cool. I'm a scorpion or a Scorpio. Yeah, because November things. Anyway, sorry, I like the stars, and I was like, when I grow up, I want to be an astrologist, and growing up in a Christian home, they were like, that's not right at all, and I was like, but why? I think space would be kind of neat, and then I realized the error in my ways. Anyway, the Astronomers, and featuring probably a vocalist, Zach Paradis, this was requested by my friend Ryan, and when I say my friend, I actually mean my love, like the love of my life. He's amazing. He's pretty great. And I'm very sorry, Garen, for playing this, but I have to do it for Ryan. He's amazing. Oh, my mom just sent me. Okay, what's a rape song? Rave, V with a V. Not rape. That's not a word I'm allowed to even say on the radio, I don't think, unless it's like news. But yeah, rave, V, 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 as in Victoria. Yeah. On to Area 51, huh?
Leave me alone. I go insane, wish I didn't know. Yeah. I need my space, I let you go. Yeah. Hold on, even though we moved on, I still wish we had never changed. So where are you? Met you last summer. We shut the city down. Knows me the same way, no. So where are you? I checked in autumn. I guess you left this town, but no one knows me the same way. Remember, the night was getting older and we were over love, but I began to fall like crap. Five-1, how come? Where did all the time go? I still feel we are the same. So where are you? Met you this summer. We shut the city down. No one knows me the same way. So where are you? I checked in autumn. I guess you left this town. No one knows me the same way. Remember, the night was getting older. Over love, but I began to fall like crap.
Can I please have John Mears. Leave a message.
Hi. Is this really the Astronomers? Oh, wow, sorry, I'm so nervous. I'm such a big fan. Well, I just want to say you did a very good job on your song, and I really want to go to one of your concerts, but, like, my parents won't let me. So I was kind of thinking if, like, maybe, like, I know this is kind of like a shot in the dark, but, like, maybe you could, like, come to my house and just play. That would be pretty cool. Okay, sorry, I don't really know where that bit is going, but, like, the ending really allowed me to just, like, come in and, like, come in with this message of, like, fanboy excitement. Anyway, really good song, Ryan. I liked it a lot. I told him it reminded me of a song by Vicetone, or I just told him that it reminded me of Vicetone, which is a group who made a song way back, which is the first song I ever remixed, and, like, God, I hope no one ever finds that. It was not very good, but, it was really good, experience, but the actual end product was kind of sad. Anyway, I might play something later on by Vicetone. He said, like, oh, I have Fences by Vicetone, and I said, that's exactly the song that I thought it sounded like, so I probably won't play Fences. I might play Nevada, because it's a really good song by them, from 2016, anyway, in music theory right now, we were learning about time signatures, and today I learned the difference between 3/4 and 6/8 time, and this song by Zed, Good Thing, is really popular right now, great, all these things. Remix came out by it, or a bunch of remixes came out. One of them is by Grant, an artist I've played a lot of times on the radio show before, because I just think he's amazing. And he kept the remix in 6/8 time like the original, and apparently that's, like, really difficult to do. So everyone was, like, making a big deal about it, and I was like, cool, what's the difference between 6/8 and 3/4 time? Like, how really difficult can it be? And I, now that I, like, understand how the rhythm of it all works, I think he did a really good job keeping it to have the same groove as the old song, but, like, making it a Grant product. So let's hear that.
Company, company, I-
a very nuanced thing in that remix is that he kept Zed's clock and then also changed that into the 6-8 time, which I don't know if that's in the original. I don't know if the clock's even in the original. Maybe I'm wrong. But Zed has this very distinct clock sound that is in a lot of his songs, especially middle. There's the part before the drop where it's like, you know, like clocks go. And he put that in his remix and made a ticking sound, which is usually very like 1-2-1-2-1-2, fit a 6-8 pattern. And that's really cool. He spends a lot of time making just like little things work to make his songs like all over the place and really fun. So that was the Grant remix of Good Thing by Zed. Next, we've got Nevada by Vicetone, or Nevada, or Nevada, featuring Cozy Zwelseldorf. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she is the actor from Dolphin Tale, and then later on became like a singer for electronic music, and then went back to Disney, or maybe Dolphin Tale isn't even a Disney product. I'm not really certain. Anyway, it's really good. I think it's maybe one of Vicetone's best songs. I know it's like one of their most listened to songs, which isn't always an indicator because sometimes the side B's are the best. But honestly, with Vicetone, this one really slaps. It's pretty great. After that, we might get a little bit more intense. There was a song called Hades that came out by Slumberjack today that's like really good, but it's kind of raw and it has some Jersey beat in it. And like, I don't know. I heard it once and I was like, Slumberjack, you never disappoint. But I don't know if it'll be disappointing for the listeners. We'll feel things out. Maybe we'll gradually get a little bit more intense. We'll see. And I might even go past my 3 hour or my 1 hour just because like no one else is here. And I don't know what else to do with my life. And sleeping sounds kind of boring because I'm really awake right now. So we'll see how that goes. We'll feel things out even more after that. And I wanted to say one more thing. Oh, I got sent a video by my friends, and I just want to tell them that I can't watch it because I use my phone for radio. So as soon as I tap the video, it's going to stream that audio everywhere. And maybe that would be hilarious, but I don't want to override the music with it and disturb any truck drivers with the ruckusness that is our floor. So we'll see how it goes. Here we go. Nevada by Vicetone featuring Cozy Zwelseldorf. Before you go and walk away. That was Nevada by Vicetone off of the label Monster Cat that I play like most of my favorite music from, because that's what I listen to from like 7th/8th grade up and still listen to today. Speaking of which, this next song is by Kuro, who is usually a Monster Cat artist, debuted on Monster Cat, aside from like one song called like Black or something that is not very popular by them because they didn't debut that much yet. So, but this was made off of the Monster Cat label. It's like not, or off, I mean, as in not on the Monster Cat label. It's on like a side project that they did or something. And it's like bass house and very different for them. And I'm kind of playing this because like the other song was house, and like, oh, bass house is a little bit different, just a little bit more intense, but it like keeps the same rhythm and pattern, and like that'll be a smooth transition. But also my friend was like, hey, you should play, and then didn't say anything and said, you know what you're doing, and I'm kind of here to prove him wrong, so you guys can listen to this because I actually don't know what I'm doing. Enjoy Greed by Kuro and Zoc. Put money on the table. That was Greed by Kuro. That's the kind of stuff I listen to like before I go to bed, because, or like when I'm doing homework, like really casually, because I like high energy music. Recently, although I have been listening to a lot more like classical/original compositions and things that do not use as much electronic synthesis and all kinds of wubs and weebs and 808s and all kinds of that stuff. But the next song isn't like that either. I'll probably play a song that I'll talk about later on that's like a string composition that's played by an Australian symphony or an Australian orchestra, I mean, and it's like fantastic. Like, it's insanely good. We'll probably play that, but I have to find it because it's on a different music streaming software than the one I'm using right now. So that might be a harder transition to get to, but we'll see. It's probably also not on the website that I have to like dock everything on, because it's not like existent yet for like streaming purposes, but you can like still listen to it if you're clever. Not illegal, just clever. And so anyway, next we've got Hades by Slumberjack. I brought this up a little bit earlier. It's kind of intense. It's got a Jersey beat. Partially I'm doing this because I'm selfish and I just want to hear it on the really, really loud speakers in this room. and I might play some other songs like that just for tonight. And I'm really sorry if you if it's not your cup of tea and you're listening because you're just like a huge fan of me for whatever reason that might be. But I love you guys if that's true. And sorry that you have to put up with my really, really whack music. Anyway, here's Hades by Slumberjack. Further evidence of the fact that I don't know what I'm doing. Not that song. I actually think that song's pretty good, and hopefully you guys do, even if it is a little raw and, like, loud and boisterous. But further evidence that I have no idea what I'm doing, I had my first office hours the other day for Comp 11, and it was dead quiet, because, like, it's the first assignment, and it was the first day the assignment was given out, so, like, no one is coming in for help, because they don't really know what they're in for yet, and, not that it's that difficult. They really dumbed down the assignment, not gonna lie. If you're listening and you took Comp 11 with us, you're going to be mad when I tell you this, but like the first Caesar cipher, you know how you had to do it in either direction for any integer? Yeah, they only have to do it from 0 to 25, and anything they do like above that is extra credit. So like not only do they have extra credit, but it's like significantly easier to just pull a 100 in the class. Anyway, I digress. I did fine in the class. Most of my friends did fine in the class. They struggled, but... And I struggled, but we got the grades that we wanted for the most part, minus tradecraft, but like we'll talk about that later. That bridge is all the way over there. We'll cross it when we get there. But this kid comes in and he's like, "Here's my Caesar cipher code. What's going wrong?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't think anything's going wrong." And we're checking the code, and I'm helping him every 15 minutes or so when he has another problem or question. And finally he gets to a point and he gets it and he thinks it's working. And so we're testing it. He goes, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm Diego." Haha. And he types it in and he's like, "What's the shift amount?" And I'm like, "You can choose whatever number you want. You coded it, dude." He's like, "Oh, sick." And he presses like 8 and goes, and it prints out letters according to a Caesar cipher, shift of 8. And a Caesar cipher, if you don't know, is shifting letters in that direction. So like a Caesar cipher of D of 1 is E. Great, because it's the next one down the line. And so I write down the alphabet on the whiteboard, and we're like going down the line to try and see if it went 8 characters, and it didn't. It went 7, and we were like flabbergasted because we were like, "What's going on? How could this be?" And then we went to the one that the professors made, and he typed in 7, and it went 8, and we were really confused for like 5 minutes until we realized, and by we I mean the student, that I wrote the alphabet incorrectly on the whiteboard and switched L and K, because I'm in music theory now, so I don't have to go much further than G, and I just completely forgot how the alphabet works. So I'm pretty adequately equipped to be at a top college doing the radio announcements and helping people with coding, because not only did I mess up my middle name on my admittance forms for most colleges, but I also don't know my alphabet. Yeah. Anyway, next song is Dreamcatcher by Robotaki. Robotaki is amazing. He has an EP called Science, because he just like went out and tried crap and like then made it into an EP and everyone loved it and did remixes, and you can catch the remixes on Science Reimagined EP. And I think the best one there is an Alan French remix of Butterscotch. Super groovy, really nice. Anyway, this is Dreamcatcher. It's a little bit more tame. Not saying we're not going to bring it back up for the end here, but here's Dreamcatcher.
First impression, second tries, never trusted destiny. The other side seems so nice, here is not the place to be. No one knows what it's like, I dare you to come with me. Might be awful, not so bad, when you're in good company. Your fingertips are made of gold, they dig into my collarbones. Somebody
Okay, so I've decided I am going to stay a little bit late because I got like an influx of requests, and I also want to play one more song before I leave. So I'm going to talk for 30 more seconds just so that we can get into the 5-minute interval before the hour ends, and I can say the whole spiel about like what radio channel you're listening to, even though you're listening to it right now. And then after that, I'll just play some songs that will not be in the archive, but like, who cares? Because you guys are here now. You're the real fans, staying up till 2, till 3, or till 2 again, because like, time difference in Wisconsin, which I'm pretty sure is where the only other listeners would be outside of the floor on the Medford area at the most. Anyway, it's been over that time, so I can say this is the Radio Bros Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm DeJago. It's been me going solo and weeb mode for most of the night. This next song was recommended by my brother, based off of the line, "First Impressions, Second Tries" from Dreamcatcher, and it's called "Get It Right the First Time" by Billy Joel. Classic.
I hope that looks don't deceive. I ain't got time for true confessions. Gotta make the move right now. Got to meet that girl somehow. Get it right the first time, that's the main thing. Oh, I can't afford to let it pass. You get it right the next time, that's not the same thing. Oh, gonna make the first time live. Conversation. I never was much good at coming on real strong. But if all it takes is inspiration, then I might have just what it takes. Walks right out of my life. Well, just let me pull myself together. Got to give it one good try. Gonna take my chance tonight and get it right the first time. That's the main thing. Oh, I can't afford to let it pass. Get it right the next time. That's not the same thing. Oh, gonna make a first time live. La 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 la
This is the part of the show where I ask questions, comments, snide remarks, and I got some comments. One from my good friend Sydney and a fellow TA, and she said, bless for Billy Joel. Please provide more next week. So thank you, Dalton, my brother, for the recommendation. Also, Dalton, screw you for saying, oh, classic, I bet you've never heard it before. I'll have you know, I'm a big Billy Joel fan. I know all of his B-sides, which are like Uptown Girl and We Didn't Start the Fire. Those, no one knows those ones.